There's nothing like sinking into luxury. Anabe sofas combine ultimate comfort and design at an affordable price. Anabe has designed the only fully machine washable sofa from top to bottom. The stain-resistant performance fabric slipcovers and cloud-like frame duvet can go straight into your wash. Perfect for anyone with kids, pets, or anyone who loves an easy-to-clean, spotless sofa. With a modular design and changeable slipcovers, you can customize your sofa to fit any space and style. Whether you need a single chair, love seat, or a luxuriously large sectional, Anabe has you covered. Visit washablesofas.com to upgrade your home. Sofas start at just $699. And right now, get early access to Black Friday savings, up to 60% off store-wide with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Add a little to your life. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
Jeff Bliss is Pacific Watch. I go immediately to Jeff because there's news out of California in the recent election. The governor of California, Gavin Newsom, very popular, proposed Proposition 50 to do with the congressional districts. Right now, the congressional districts in California are heavily blue, 43 Democrat seats, good for them, 9 Republican seats, and yet the governor had a better idea, according to his statements. Jeff, a very good evening to you. What happened on Election Day that favored the governor's Proposition 50? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. Well, after a massive campaign that brought in tens, actually hundreds of millions of dollars of support for Gavin's Proposition 50, it won overwhelmingly by double digits and then some. And so what we're looking at now is a state that has very few Republican seats in it. Despite being 40% Republican, it only has 4 seats now. Now, it may be a Pyrrhic victory, one that's good for Gavin as he ascends the stairs to try to be president. But it may be a Pyrrhic victory because it's going to cause other states throughout the nation who are Republican to gerrymander even more. And they're looking at between 20 and 30 seats being gained by the Republicans. But that's not Gavin Newsom's idea behind this. His idea is to raise his visibility on his march toward what he hopes is the White House.
So what was 43-9 is now 49-4. Okay. I've seen one of the videos of the governor making the case for this change, which was successful. Strikingly, though, I remember Gavin Newsom being very pleasant. And in the video, he seemed angry. Is that something that's happened recently, or is there an upset I don't know about?
It really has been happening more and more frequently, recently. And that's his thing is, I'm going to go after Trump. I'm mad as hell. I'm not going to take it anymore. And you should be mad as hell, too. And these are things that he's saying in his podcast tour across the country and visiting with the media. He's just angry, angry all the time. He mocks Trump. He mocks his supporters. He's angry at Trump. He says he's corrupt, on and on. And that's the line that he's taken. And we're seeing a number of Democrats follow along with that.
So I'm not projecting on this. He really means to be. This is stagecraft. And I guess that it's successful, or has it met negatives?
There are a few people that joke about it and mock him. But, this is a blue state.
Right.
And the people here do not like Trump, and he's been playing to that, and they feel that same anger that he's expressing in his stagecraft. And, part of his anger, too, has been using a lot of words that we would never use in polite company before, and that's become kind of de rigueur with him and a lot of his followers. It's not just anger, but you're hearing a lot of profanity in public. The times they are changing.
Let's go to Las Vegas, because there's been a story there that you've covered for 2 years. I have now reason to believe the big bosses in Las Vegas catch on. You called it nickel and diming. What is that, Jeff, and is it changing?
Nickel and diming is when they begin charging for every little service or opportunity. So you have what was free parking before is now going to be $40 a day. If you wanted to use the pool, which used to be a draw and was free, it's now going to be $25 a day. If you want a simple cocktail, sometimes they were free if you were gambling, But if you were at a bar, you paid for a couple bucks. Now they can be as much as $35 or $40 for a very nice cocktail that you would pay $10 elsewhere for. So these prices and all the different things that go into staying for a weekend in Vegas, the price for it had been going way up. And so people have been staying away in droves. And it took a while for the powers that be to recognize this, but now they're saying, wait a minute, maybe we have to rethink things. We have to get away from the short-term profits and think more about the long-term goals. You know, do we want to attract people to Vegas anymore? Or are we going to scare them away with these charges where we're trying to nickel and dime them for every little thing?
And you believe the turnaround is underway or is still aspirational?
I think it's still aspirational. We're not seeing it happen across the board. There have been some stories about different resorts saying, look, we're not going to charge you. This is free. We got the message. But a lot of the big ones on the Strip are still lagging behind. They're still pushed by their quarterly reports. They're still pushed by their shareholders. But eventually things will change because the other resorts will be doing so well that the big resorts will have to play catch up and follow the lead.
You sent me a video. It looks like a drone video of Maui. What is it, a year, 2 years after the fire that swept the beachfront? It's still empty. Nothing's happening. Why is that? I mean, do the people who own those properties no longer want to live there?
There are some that have decided to throw up their hands and, you know, sell to speculators, which is what's happened in California after the wildfires here, too. They take their insurance money and they go. They realize they can never build something there that like they had before. It's too expensive. The regulations are too consuming. And that really is the story. The regulations in Hawaii are so difficult to navigate. There's always talk about corruption there, paying off this person or that person to get something done. But you have to remember, too, that Hawaii is a very isolated place. And if it's not manufactured there, which is expensive already, then it basically has to be imported. And that drives up the costs. And again, you have people with their hands up all the way, you know, from start to finish saying, oh, you want this lumber moved here? I need this money. You want that lumber moved to the next place? I need money for that. So that's kind of how things get done in Hawaii.
But it looks like Mad Max on the beach. Okay, fine. Let's go to Palisades. You sent me an item about the day of the fire or near two. The LAPD had no motorcycles. Where were they?
Well, they were stuck guarding or being part of the motorcade that, you know, and other, you know, transportation things that Joe Biden was using to get around L.A. to take a look at things. You know, we've heard previous presidents say, well, I'm going to wait till things settle down because I don't want to get in the way of things. But, you know, Biden was very cognizant that, hey, we've got a big campaign coming up. I can't be seen as an empty, you know, suit here. I can't be like Bush was with Katrina. I need to show up and be there. Well, it ended up causing more problems than it was worth because those police motorcycles and police personnel were diverted elsewhere and away from key fire areas where these cops are needed to keep traffic moving, to help the fire department get in there. They weren't around.
Finally, a video of downtown L.A., of what appears to be regularly happening, a fire of the homeless draped tarps, I guess, looking like a camp. The whole sidewalk was draped that way, and there was a burning fire, and a fire truck couldn't get through. Is this routinely happening? We have about 30 seconds. Is this L.A. today?
This is L.A. today. We see those encampments everywhere throughout the city, including right in the downtown area, and you do have these fires. I mean, L.A. County Fire says that a third of all their fire calls, maybe even half, are now attributed to homeless encampments and homeless-related issues. So this is a big problem. It's not getting taken care of, and the locals are very unhappy with it.
It makes no sense to look at, Jeff. Is the mayor's office or the governor's office going to challenge this? They've spent a lot of money.
Well, they've spent a lot of money, but they don't have anything to show for it. You know, they'll come down and move somebody for a few days, but those people either migrate to another encampment or they come back when the police are gone and they set up their encampment again.
Jeff Bliss is Pacific Watch. I'm John Batchelor.
We know no one's journey is the same. That's why Delta SkyMiles moves with you. From earning miles on reloads for coffee runs, shopping, and things you do every day, to connecting you to new experiences. A SkyMiles membership fits into your lifestyle, letting you do more of what makes you, you. It's more than travel. It's the membership that flies, dines, streams, rides, and arrives with you. Because when you have a membership that's as unique as you are, there's no telling where your journey will take you next. Learn more at delta.com/skymiles.
As a sports fan, you want the best way to watch your favorite teams at home. And now, you can experience game day in all its glory with a 2025 Samsung Super Big TV. It's super big and super clear, giving you a closer view than the sidelines. And you can go big without the blur thanks to Super Size Picture Enhancer. Select Black Friday deals start now. Go big and save big on the ultimate fan-worthy TVs at Samsung.com. Sales dates vary by model. Supersize Picture Enhancer utilizes AI-based formulas. Available on 85-inch and larger TVs on models QN70F and above.
Love the night? Reach for Zin After Dark, a limited cocktail-inspired series for those who get up when the sun goes down. Try Zin's Mojito, Spiced Cider, and Espresso Martini nicotine pouches. Find them at select retailers. Available while supplies last. Zin After Dark. Bring on the night. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.